having some fun here on a Monday, and a lot of you in the Oberlin, Wellington, New London, Spencer, Homerville, and LaGrange areas had some fun this past weekend, despite the rain. And hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate. So those of you that didn't have the chance to get in on the action of the Spring Bag Lady Tour, well, you'll have the opportunity to do it this coming weekend. And here to shed some light on the Spring Bag Lady Tour, Mark Fundak joining us here in studio. Mark, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having us, Andy. I'm doing real well, and always you're gracious enough to let us come on and talk about the event. And it's just a lot of fun for people to get out and enjoy and walk around 13 or so stores that are independently owned and privately owned. So, and we this had it this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and my store probably put about 300 people through the gate, so which you don't normally see on a weekend. So,
and that's interesting because, you know, we were talking before we came on the air, and I mentioned, you know, I drove through a lot of these communities on my drive down to Columbus on Thursday. And, I mean, it was just rip-roaring down rain the entire commute down there. And I thought, boy, I feel bad for Mark at the game because it's, you know, it's pouring down rain. And I thought that might affect things, but it affected you in a positive way, that rain.
I think people don't feel quite so guilty as to having to get out and do stuff in the yard when it rains, and they can't really do that anyway. So why not go from store to store? In, you know, there's restaurants in each area pretty much, so it gets you a chance to sit down and meet with your friends, and I see that. I see a lot of groups, like a lot of girlfriends getting together and, you know, just people, husbands and wives, finally getting out and doing something together. Now the weather's broken a little bit, so.
Well, let's go back to the basics here with the concept. For those that haven't heard of the Bag Lady Tour, you guys have one in the spring. You guys also have one in the fall. But for those that don't know how this concept works, explain the entire process and how this works and how you guys incorporate all these different local businesses.
Well, you can go to any store on the tour, and we had a nice little ad in the Chronicle Telegram. Chronicle always does a nice job of doing a layout for us. And basically it's 12 to 13 stores, and you go around to each store and you get a stamp. So my store has a stamp, the next store has a stamp. And so you go around and do that. Initially, if you think we just go, okay, let's just do this, we don't. There's a series of meetings and sessions throughout the winter and fall to try to pull each one of these off for people. And we all contribute a donation, what I call a donation, but it's actually a fee. So we kind of co-op in our advertising and stuff. I mean, the papers don't give us that for free. We pay for it just like everybody else. And but I saw a lot of new faces over this weekend, and that really made me feel good. So,
and you guys have a host of different businesses involved here. As a matter of fact, I think you guys have 11 or 12 to choose from this year, including one new one. It's always a good sign that you can get a lot of the same businesses to come back. But it's always nice to have some new ones as well. You know, give us an idea as to what kinds of businesses are involved in this tour.
Well, we have like a Main Street Antiques out of Oberlin. Around the corner from them is Farmyard Flowers in a beautiful red barn. And Debbie Davidson does a great job. I mean, she has a little area in there where you can sit down, and she has coffee, and just a really nice place. Our store utilizes basically old toys and new, but we don't do any computer games or anything. It's like an old-fashioned toy store when you walk in out of the 1950s. And we have a bike department. We've tried to do everything to replicate what you might have walked into in the 1950s. We have wooden floors in our building. Continuing on, we have a bee lady who does honey, a quilt lady who makes quilts. And, you know, these shops are really unique because when you come in, you're meeting the owners. You're not, you know, going to your big box stores. How many times have you met the owner at a big box store?
No. Probably never.
Yeah. Never. So, you know, we want to talk to you. We want you to tell us what you feel. And a lot of times I hear people go, well, you know, you have the same stores on the tour. You need to change it up. Well, the problem is we've relied on these past stores to cough up their donation or fee to pay for that newspaper advertising. And we've all been established businesses for 20 or 25 years. So that's the reason why we don't go out and say, okay, we're going to throw everybody off the tour and get a new whole set of people out there. So it's been a dedicated group.
And that dedicated group, I think, is certainly all in for all the obvious reasons. This is a way for folks in the area to come out and visit and support all their local businesses. And there certainly are some incentives along the way as well. I mean, the flyers that are available on the website, you also mentioned in the Chronicle as well, you can use that to get a bag lady gift. And, you know, each one of these locations, they offer a little something different with each one of these spots.
Well, we call it a bag lady tour in the spring because you do get a little gift from us, some kind of a penance of sorts. And our particular store, we have like three bins that you can pick out of what you want to take. And usually the, you know, grandparents are picking it out for their grandchildren and the parents are picking it out for their children. So, it's all, you know, kind of unique stuff, the spinners and yo-yos and stuff like that. But each store has their own unique item, which you'll receive along on that tour.
And there are some other prizes that are available along the way as well here, too. I think for those that finish this tour, you're entered for a chance to win some gift cards and things like that. What kinds of prizes are available?
Well, each store, each day, one store has a wooden bag. And if you find that, that's good, I think, for, don't quote me on this, but maybe a $25 gift certificate or something that you can use at any of the stores that are on the tour. So if you want it in this store and you go, yeah, but I don't like what that guy's got over there, you can go over there and get the merchandise for that gift certificate. So,
now the hours and the days that this is still open to the public, Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. as well, and then you guys close things out this coming Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, this coming Sunday from noon to 5 as well. How has this whole process grown over the years? Because we've been doing this for a couple of years now, and you had mentioned to me, I think, when we first had you on, that, as you mentioned earlier, this doesn't really happen overnight. This takes quite a bit of planning. Yeah. How has this whole process changed over the years?
Well, it's just, you know, it seems like we've had the same group of people that are on it, and which makes it that close-knit group that, you know, works together and does their advertising and does their homework. And like I said, we will meet the day after that Monday. When that show closes Sunday night, Monday at 7 o'clock, we're meeting and pulling who the winners are of what prizes we're giving away. And then, you know, we set a date for, hey, when are we getting together to talk about the fall tour? And usually we'll get together in the middle of July. And then we get together again to talk about where are we advertising this time? Where were our strong points? So it's a pretty in-detail thing that we're looking at to see what. And we also have a comment column on our flyer that you're actually getting stamped. We want to know, hey, do you have what's going on? Are we treating you nice? Are we treating you terrible? Tell us, because we'll straighten that out if we have an issue with something. You know, it's just a good, close-knit group of people that are working this thing.
Yeah, and absolutely. You're supporting some local businesses as well, and I think it's also cool because you guys highlight some really good communities as well. We talked about Oberlin, you know, different areas of Wellington, New London, Spencer, Homerville, LaGrange, so all areas in Lorain County that certainly have some terrific businesses that some folks, without this tour, maybe wouldn't have their eyes open to as well. So certainly that to keep in mind also. Before we cut you loose here, Mark, where can our listeners go to get more information about the festivities this weekend? We mentioned it earlier, Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 5 as well, and Sunday from noon to 5.
Well, we have a Facebook page. All of us, Country Tour Group, has a Facebook page on its own that you can go to and find out a lot of information. And then like my store, All Ohio Trina Toy Company, we have a Facebook page. Our phone number's on there. You can call us if you got questions. Any of the shops on the tour, all our phone numbers are on the flyer, which is on the website, and we're more than happy to talk to you. If you have questions or whatever, you know, we'll walk you through it and tell you just how easy it is. Some of the locations have restrooms. I mean, like I said, Wellington, our town, has two or three restaurants, and it's just kind of, like I said, a fun day out or afternoon out, so.
And there's a little something for everybody along the way on this tour. Mark, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Thanks for stopping by, and hopefully you get fewer rain clouds this weekend than you had last weekend.
Well, thank you. We had a Rural Nest this year, which is out of LaGrange, and they're probably the newest ones on the tour, which is a kind of a just an all-around shop as far as antiques and everything go. I was in there, and I ended up buying some stuff just kind of visiting some of the different shops, so.
Okay, nice. We'll be on the lookout for that one for sure. Mark, thanks again.
Thank you, Andy.
All righty. Again, that's Mark Fundak with the Country Tour Group telling us all about the Bag Lady Tour 2019.